Buck's a shithole. Yeah, get him out of here. I'd rather sit by you.
He's not coming.
Oh.
He texted me to let me know that.
Is he drinking? Is he drinking again? Cause that's what
he's writing Versailles State volleyball stuff.
Really?
And it's going to be wrapped up all night.
Yeah, good, good for him.
Yeah.
Better him than me.
Yeah, no, Sonny, he didn't want more recovery anyway. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee, along with Jody Sager from ScoresBroadcast.com, Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News, and Luke Grunenberg from the Sydney Daily News. We're all here in the East Side Press Box at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the campus of Pickwa High School. It's Fort Loramie versus Layman Catholic. It's a Division 7, Region 28 football semifinal. The winner will advance on to play next Saturday evening against the winner of the game at Wapakoneta tonight between Minster and Convoy Crestview. Weather conditions, chilly, not much of a breeze. Should be a great night, a crisp evening for November playoff football here at Pickwa. Fort Loramie Redskins 10-1, Layman Catholic Cavaliers 8-3. Spencer Wells, first-year head coach for Fort Loramie, Cross County Conference Coach of the Year, Chuck. Spencer has done a marvelous job Redskins have reeled off 10 straight triumphs.
Yeah, they're playing very well. I mean, they got beat by a really good Minster team to start the season. But there was, you know, that, this was a new system for Loramie. And, of course, Stokes has been up there forever and been just wins and wins and wins. So, you know, that was a little advantage, I think, for Minster. Would love to see a replay of that one, a repeat, to see them get the play next week. So that's, both of them need to win.
Fort Loramie's offense has been a juggernaut in the Cross County Conference. However, Chuck, not really tested since week five. Redskins lost to Minster, as you noted, week one, then beat Division V Madeira on the road, won in the Cross County Conference against rivals Covington and Miami East, and seven cupcakes ever since.
Yeah, they have not played anybody since that time. You know, and Lehman's going to be a test for them, because I'll tell you what, when you got Elliot Gilardi playing quarterback against you, he is one outstanding football player, and he can run it, he can throw it. He's a terrific player. They can't take Lehman lightly tonight, that's for sure.
No, Elliot Gilardi is averaging 6 yards per rush. He is a 60% thrower on the year, and he made a tremendous game-saving play in the last 4 minutes against Ansonia last Saturday evening to bail Lehman out to set up Michael Denning's game-winning field goal from just inside 30 yards with a half minute to go in that fourth quarter.
Denning is another outstanding weapon that most high school teams do not have.
Exactly. And Fort Loramie on its side has got Beltron Lafarga, outstanding place kicker as well. It could come down to that. We know very well how important those PATs can be, i.e. St. Henry Coldwater last night at Sydney in a Division VI playoff game, won by Coldwater 20-19. There were six PATs in that game. Five hit the crossbar or an upright. Only three went over, three were missed. St. Henry missed its third and last try at a PAT to tie the game up with about 4 minutes to go.
Well, it was an incredibly windy night last night, so we'll give them a little bit of a break there.
Tyler Solman for Lehman Catholic, over 7 yards per rush. I mentioned Gilardi at six. Logan Bunker, who's out, he will not finish the year for Lehman Catholic. He'll be missed. He'd been averaging over 6 yards per carry. And in the receiving department, Gilardi spreads it around. R.J. Bertini, six touchdowns catching. Bradley Haynes, four. Brendan O'Leary, four. The numbers for the Fort Loramie Redskins, every bit as imposing, if not more so. Quarterback Colin Moore, just a sophomore, 7 yards rushing. How about Carter Mesher, Chuck? 19 yards per carry on nearly 30 carries this year. That's incredible. Max Hoying at seven. Nick Brandewee at eight. Moore throwing at 60%. And he spreads the ball around through the air. I mentioned Mesher, 19 per rush. He's got 17 yards per reception. Almost 20 each way. That's incredulous. Mark Seger, 22 yards per reception. Mason Kemper, 11. Ben Barhorst, 13. These two teams do have the potential to put three, four touchdowns apiece on the scoreboard here tonight.
Well, Loramie's going to be playing on a artificial turf. That's not something they play a lot of games on. Lehman gets half of their games. All their home games are played at Sydney or Piqua. So they do play on that. But I think in the long run, it's going to maybe be an advantage to Loramie, because I can't even imagine how fast Mesher's going to be on this field.
Yeah, he's got blinding speed. Lehman Catholic will have to contain him, that is for sure.
And that's where, I mean, I offensively, okay, you know, Bunkers, they're going to miss him some, but they still got some people. Defensively is where they're really going to miss that young man.
Yeah, Johnny Edwards, outstanding linebacker for Lehman, may very well be spying on Carter Mesher all night long.
Johnny Edwards was I just fell in love with that kid. The name of game that we saw, he is one stud. He plays middle linebacker as well as anybody I've seen as a senior, mm-hmm. and the kid's a freshman.
Lehman Catholic leads this series, 8-4. Fort Loramie's won 4 the last 6. The two clubs didn't play last year. As a result of Fort Loramie moving into the Cross County Conference, Lehman Catholic staying in the Northwest Central Conference, where the two clubs had played against each other for several seasons. Interestingly enough, in the 12 games played between these two teams, Lehman Catholic averaging 24 points a game, Fort Loramie 21. This, by the way, is the second meeting ever between the two at Piqua. It's the first time they've collided in the postseason.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of strange because they're so close, but then both have had real good playoff success. So it's kind of surprising they haven't played.
A couple lengthy interviews coming up in just a moment. We'll hear from Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, and Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for Layman Catholic. It's the 13th year for Layman Catholic head coach Dick Roll and his best coaching job ever, Chuck, here at Layman. The 11th season of 13 in the playoffs for Layman, which has about 22 young men on its entire roster.
Yeah.
And didn't figure to be here back in August.
No, probably not. And one thing that I want to mention before we move on is I saw where Chuck Asher passed away.
Yes.
Longtime Pickwa coach, longtime Layman coach, one of my favorite human beings. And, you know, he had a great life, 88 years. That's pretty terrific.
Mm-hmm.
But just a great guy. And, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family.
Outstanding man, for sure. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie Redskins, coming off a 41-0 home triumph against New Miami last week. And Coach Wells said he was pleased his club got points on its first possession to begin the grind to put away New Miami.
We preached to our guys about having a great start to the game. And as you mentioned, the defense came out. They got us a stop offensively. We were able to march down quick and get a score. And, we didn't have to punt all night. So it was nice. And having the shutout as well, it was definitely the offense and defense helping each other out, playing a full team game, them getting stops, getting us the ball, and us being able to contribute. So that was it was fun. The guys were excited. Home playoff game, you could see that they were ready to go. They were barking around, and it was neat. It was fun to be a part of.
Your quarterback, Colin Moore, was razor sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Three touchdown strikes,
mm-hmm.
a couple to Sager, one to Ratterman.
Mm-hmm.
He is on fire, and he'll go up against a very good quarterback from Layman Catholic in this game tonight.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, I keep coming back to it, but, he still hasn't been sacked. And when he can have that confidence that he knows I can go through my reads, I don't need to rush anything, and that's going to be a challenge for our offensive line this week because they will blitz and bring pressure. They've shown that. And we're going to have to be ready for their different blitz combinations. So, and as you mentioned on the other side, what a great quarterback they have. With the plays he made last week to extend their season, he's done that. You see it on the film throughout the season. Very talented player. And, they've got some real physical kids up front, too. So it'll be a fun matchup.
And then on the defensive side for Layman, you'll have to know where Johnny Edwards,
yeah.
the freshman linebacker, is at all times.
Yeah, he definitely stands out on the film. You can see him. He plays with a physical attitude. A lot of times with their scheme, they'll get him downhill on a blitz and they're just having him disrupt. And he's physical enough and plenty athletic enough to do that. They've got some nice defensive linemen. Their defensive backs do a nice job. I think anytime you ask your defensive backs to play a lot of man coverage, which they do at times, that's not the easiest thing to do, but they do it pretty well. So, I've been impressed really with their offense and their defense.
Speaking of defense, on the Fort Loramie side, Jake Ratterman, leading tackler for you in the win over New Miami last Saturday evening.
Yeah, and he's fun to watch. Jake was a guy in the preseason that we would talk as coaches, I really hope Jake can step up and find a spot on this team and contribute, and boy has he. He's had a great year. He leads our team. He's tied for the lead in interceptions. He's been a great tackler for us. He's a great communicator back there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a great game. Noah Giozzi had a great game. Colin Dietrich up front for us played well. So, hopefully we continue to improve throughout this week in practice, and that way we can play sharp on Saturday.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's playoff game, a regional semifinal, Fort Loramie against Layman Catholic. What you need to sharpen up as you move into playoff round number two? What are the points of emphasis for Layman Catholic and for your team in order to get even better?
Sure. I think, we had a turnover this week, so that's something that we'll focus on in practice, taking care of the ball, having the attention to the details, because, as you get in a playoff environment, turnovers can make a huge difference. I went and watched my previous school I was coaching at, Walpaw, play Troutwood Madison, and they had 21 points on three turnovers, and that was the difference in the game. So we've got to be, we got to be aware of that and take care of the football. And I think defensively, when you play a team that has a quarterback like they do, it's easy to try to do too much or for a guy to try to get too aggressive. And I think for us, we just have to preach to our defense, just stick to your roles, play disciplined defense, because if you get out of place, if you get undisciplined, he's talented enough to extend the play and make something happen. So discipline on defense, offensively taking care of the football will be what we preach this week.
Yeah, Elliot Gilardi, quarterback for Lehman Catholic, and Colin Moore of Fort Loramie, similar in that each can run the football. You've got to be wary of that. And in that game-winning drive against Ansonia, Gilardi, with his feet, kept afloat, stayed in bounds, didn't go out of bounds, never got tackled, and at the last split second, uncorked a long pass that was a beauty, enabling Lehman Catholic to get the game-winning field goal. Speaking of difference makers, kicking could be. Each team, Lafarga for you, Denning for Lehman Catholic, can knock home PATs and field goals as well.
Yeah, you know, you've really seen that out of their kicker since the first week watching the Fort Recovery film. I mean, he's done a nice job all season. And then to show that, you know, he's a guy for them that can make a game winner last week. Yeah, I think that's impressive. And, you know, Beltran has done a great job for us all year. You know, we've got a lot of confidence in him as well. And if we were in that situation, you know, we would have confidence in him to kick one of those. So hopefully we don't get in that situation. But you're right. He's had a really good year for us.
Carter Mesher, a little nicked up, came out of the game last Saturday. But okay, good to go tonight.
And he was evaluated by our training staff, by our team doctor, and he passed all his evaluations. So we're good to go with Carter there. He's been feeling well. And, you know, for us, he's probably our most explosive player. So it's good to have him in full force and ready to go.
Coldest night of the football season by far. Any extra precautions?
Yeah, you know, I think once you get out there and start hitting a little bit, it's funny how you don't feel cold. So that's not really a concern of mine. I think our guys will be ready to go and have a lot of fun.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins. His club takes on Lehman Catholic in a regional semifinal game here in Region 28 of Division 7.
There you go. I think, you know, you talk all the time about wet footballs. A cold football is harder to kick and harder to throw. Much worse than a wet football.
You can tell, Chuck, by the comments from Coach Wells, he's wary of this Lehman Catholic team. He talked more in that pregame conversation about the opponent than he has all year long.
Yeah, well, he should be. This is a good football team with a real ability to put points on the board.
Fort Loramie Redskins have won 10 in a row since that season-opening setback to Minster, 34-14. In fact, the Redskins have now recorded two straight shutouts, 42-0 over Tri-County North and 41-0 over New Miami last Saturday in playoff game number one. How about the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers losing the first two, then dropped a game to Waynesfield Goshen on the road when both Logan Bunker and Elliot Gilardi were out. Since then, Lehman Catholic has won four straight, clobbering Upper Soda Valley 52-6. And then the Cavaliers, with their backs to the wall, beat the league favorite Lima Perry on the road 21-14, won a big game in Week 10 at home over Riverside 21-7, and then last week in come-from-behind fashion, edged Ansonia by a score of 29-28. Offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman for Lehman Catholic comments on that game. What a rally by his club. The Cavaliers were down by two scores late in the fourth quarter.
Jack, it was a heck of a game. Just as a spectator, it was an extremely enjoyable game. I'm extremely proud of our kids. You know, to go down by two scores, 28-19, they had just scored with about 6.5 minutes left. There wasn't a lot of hope, really, because they were driving the ball on us. But we put together a real nice drive, and Elliot Gilardi scored on a 15-yard touchdown. And then we ended up stopping them and forcing a punt. And with about 3.5 minutes left, we drove down Tyler Salmon was just terrific that night, 167 yards on the ground.
Yep.
The big play of that drive was on a second and two. I threw a longer pass play. Elliot Gilardi was pushed out of the pocket, scrambled to his left, put the ball in his left hand, stiff-armed a defender who was following him out of the pocket, and then switched the ball back to his right hand just as he was about to run out of bounds and threw it shortstop style down to Johnny Sanciolo for about a 28-yard completion to get us down in field goal range, and ran a couple plays after that. And and Michael Denning, our All-State kicker, came in and under some serious pressure, just cleaned it right down the middle for a game-winning field goal.
And that was after you had attempted to draw Ansonia offside. Did you seriously consider going for it on fourth and inches with a running play?
We talked about it for about a second. But when you've got – because the field conditions weren't great, and yeah, they were worse on that side of the field, but when you've got a kicker like Denning, and he had missed only his second extra point of the year earlier in the game, and we were chasing that point the whole way, and we said, let's put it in the senior's hands. This is an All-State kicker. Let's put it in his hands. He can do it. And he looked confident. And so we went out to draw him off sides, and I could hear our whole stand screaming at me saying, kick the field goal. And I was trying to say, calm down, calm down. But we tried to draw him off sides because we'd done so with success a couple times earlier in the game. It didn't work. We called the timeout and kind of iced our own kicker, so to speak. And but Denny came out there and stroked it right through, right down the middle.
And on that fantastic pass play that you described so well, not only did Gilardi throw it downfield shortstop style, falling out of bounds, Cianciolo had slipped. Yeah. And he had gotten up just in time to catch the pass.
Yeah, he was running an in route, and he had slipped, and he saw Elliot scrambling, and so he caught himself and got up and waved his hands, and Elliot saw him out of the corner of his eye, I guess, and just whipped it to him. It was a great catch by Johnny, and again, set up the game winner.
And the game you called as the offensive coordinator really worked because you spread the ball around passing, and Gilardi got it to everybody three or four times.
Yeah, he did. And it was mostly in the second half. But, yeah, we had, R.J. Bertini had our big touchdown in the first half, which was on a fourth and seven, a 40-yard touchdown catch right down the seam. He ended with three catches. Brendan O'Leary had three big catches, all for first downs for about 50 yards, those three catches. Bradley Haynes, who's our leading receiver this year, also had three catches. Johnny Sanciolo had four catches. I think this was his biggest, probably his biggest game of the year. And then even Tyler Salmon out of the backfield had three catches. Mm-hmm. Gilardi ended the game 15 for 21, so 71%, 207 yards. No picks, again, keeping that streak alive. And then had the one touchdown to Bertini. So it was a nice team performance.
And all of this going on while you've got the walking wounded on the sideline, rooting the club on to victory.
Yeah, we've lost a couple real nice players this year. Jared Magoteau tore his ACL week four, and then in week 10, the bunker boy, who's just been a force. This was our first game we won without him on the field. He broke his hand in the Riverside game, and so, they're both spectators from here on out, but we are finding ways to win.
Hats off to Ansonia. Excellent club. I'm sure head coach Dick Grohl of Lehman Catholic and Eugene Haining of Ansonia, who go way back, had an enjoyable conversation when that game was over, finally.
They did. I saw them talking a little bit on the field, and then even after the game, when we were by the locker room, they were talking together. They posed for a photo together, and like you said, they've known each other for 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. So they go way back and respect each other very much.
Okay, tough question. I asked you a couple weeks ago, Dick Roll's best coaching year ever at Lehman Catholic. And at the time, you said, well, one of the top few for sure. Hey, this may have taken it over the top. Regional semifinal game coming up against Fort Loramie. You never dreamed back in August Lehman Catholic could go this far in football this year.
Yeah, you're probably right, Jack. It has the feels to me of our first year. I came on with Coach Roll in 2006, and we went 0-3 and then reeled off six straight, beating Patrick Henry in week 9, defending state champ.
Remember that, yep.
In OT.
Yep.
And to push us into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Has a similar feel where the expectations weren't that great.
Yep.
But we just found ways to win, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing now. And to reel off 8 wins in this season with 22 healthy kids is quite an accomplishment for him. So arguably this is, and hopefully we can get another one, and it definitely will be.
And as the offensive coordinator, you've got to be really gratified.
Yeah, I am. You know, coming into the year, we really only had one skill player back, and that was our quarterback, who is extremely talented. Mm-hmm. Elliott was an all-state quarterback last year, so he's extremely talented. But finding the pieces around him, Tyler Solomon's come into his own, like I said earlier. You know, he had 167 on the ground against a pretty good defense.
Yep.
And then Brendan O'Leary, R.J. Bertini, Bradley Haynes, you know, all those guys, you know, have 30, 40 catches. Johnny Cianciolo even has about 20 catches now. So, again, guys stepping up. And then on the offensive line, we have, you know, guys like Mitchell Salmon, who has played skill positions in the past, is now on our offensive line. You know, Nick Largent and Kanapke Boy. We're piecemealing it in, and we're finding ways to get it done, and we're getting it done.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator of Layman Catholic, before tonight's game, so Layman Catholic Fort Loramie. Johnny Edwards, give us an update on him. Chuck and I were really impressed with his performance against Riverside.
He's a force, Jack. He's really come into his own. He's one of those guys that remind you. Probably only come once or twice a decade, those freshmen that can step in there and play at a high level.
Yeah.
And, you know, Caleb Goins did for us about 7-8 years ago, and Johnny Edwards is in that same mold. You know, about week 5, he just got it, and he's been a force. You know, he was first team all-conference. You know, he's a kid that we're probably going to put up for all-district team. He's respected by the other coaches. He had actually what I would probably say was the momentum changing play. We forced a field goal by stuffing them on a 3rd and short, and Johnny Edwards is the one who came up. They had their big fullback come right at him, and he just met him in the hole and drove him back, forcing a field goal attempt by Ansonia.
Who blocked that kick, by the way?
That was Kanapke.
Okay.
That was Kanapke. And we forced that field goal attempt, but that started the momentum change, in my opinion.
Layman Catholics played Fort Loramie many times before. Redskins were a member of the Northwest Central Conference. It's a different Fort Loramie team than in the past, for sure.
It is, yeah. It's a lot different look. They don't run that single wing anymore. They really kind of look like us on offense. They run a spread look, mm-hmm. and they're pretty big up front. They're very aggressive up front on both sides of the ball. They have a lot of good athletes offensively and defensively, for that matter. Defensively, we're going to see probably a 4-3 in long situations. They'll jump into a 3 front, but they're definitely going to be a team that we're going to have to play at our top game to compete with them.
Words of Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and he's high on his club as well. He should be. A phenomenal season for Layman Catholic, which has earned the right to play Fort Loramie for a berth in the regional championship in Division 7 football here in Southwest Ohio next week. We're about 2 or 3 minutes away from the opening kickoff to start the game. We'll have starting lineups when we return. We'll conclude running down our underwriting sponsors for you when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/
/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And welcome back to Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the campus of Piqua High School, just a moment away from the start of this game tonight between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Our additional underwriting sponsors are Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GOFFENA Furniture.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Frisch's in Sydney and Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And thank you as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We're underway. Michael Denning for Lehman Catholic kicks it off from south to north. It is fielded by Fort Loramie at the one-yard line and returned back up the middle, then to the outside. Great return underway by the Redskins all the way up across the 50 to the 48-yard line of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. What a bring back, Chuck. And it looked to me like it was...
That was Carter Mesher.
I thought it was Carter.
And I'll tell you what, Drew Barhorse, it didn't get a hold of his foot there. It's 7-0.
Well, we were talking several minutes ago about the importance of Carter Mesher and the fact that Lehman Catholic would have to mark him up. And on the opening kickoff return, the Cavaliers didn't do a very good job. The ball was returned from the 1 to the 48 of Lehman. A 51-yard return by Carter Mesher to start the game. Sophomore quarterback Colin Moore in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he runs over right tackle on the game's first effort from scrimmage, and he cracks ahead for about 5, second down, 5 yards to go. Thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, in Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. On 2nd and 5, the Redskins plow ahead for 3 more. So Fort Loramie with the football between the hash marks has a 3rd and 2, a minute into this game. Redskins began the drive just on the Lehman Catholic side of the 50. Thanks to a 51-yard kickoff return by Carter Mesher to start the contest. Snap back to Colin Moore, and he's pasted at the line of scrimmage. Whoa, that was Johnny Edwards who put a charge into him.
He's wearing 50 and not 5 tonight, so that threw me a little bit. I was looking for him.
Well, it is 4th down, about 4 feet to go for a 1st down. We just got through talking about Johnny Edwards, Chuck, and woo, he is labeling a Fort Loramie ball carrier on that last play.
He's as good a middle linebacker as I've seen this season, and again, he's a freshman.
3 more years of him after this one. 4th down, about 4 feet to go for a 1st down, 39-yard line of Lehman Catholic. Snap back to Colin Moore, and he wriggles ahead. He's got a little bit of a crease, and he steps his way down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. He picked up enough for a 1st down to keep the drive alive. We played about 2 minutes, Fort Loramie possession at the Lehman Catholic 34. The Redskins in the home red, black numerals trimmed in white, black headgear, black pants, Lehman Catholic the road, white jerseys, blue headgear, blue pants, blue numbers, gold trim. Here's Colin Moore throwing on first down from the 41. He lofts a high skyscraper down the right sideline inside the five. It's out of bounds, incomplete.
You look at the flag down at the end of the stadium. It is straight down. There's not a breeze out there at all.
No wind advantage for either club going north to south or south to north tonight. That throw by Colin Moore was just a bit too far. Mason Kemper
made the catch.
Ran a route. Did he get his hands on it and reel it in out of bounds?
Yeah, he caught it, but it was at least a yard out of bounds. It wasn't even close.
Right. Clock stopped, 9:53 left, opening quarter, second down and 10 for Fort Loramie from the Lehman Catholic 34. Redskins feature two wide receivers to the far side, the Redskins sideline. Here's Colin Moore throwing that quick out pass to Carter Mesher in the right flat. He threw it ahead a yard or two. It was a bit too hot to handle. Mesher leaped for it and went through his hands. Incomplete forward pass. And now Lehman Catholic defensively has got the Redskins right where the Cavaliers want them, third and 10, 34-yard line of Lehman Catholic. And already, Chuck, on the game's opening drive for Fort Loramie, the opposition is resisting more so than any opponent that Loramie's played in the last, month and a half or so.
Yep, absolutely.
Three receivers to the left. Deep drop by Moore. Steps up in the pocket. Flips one down the middle of the field. It is deflected by Lehman Catholic. Nearly picked off at the 14-yard line.
Well, he was there. He just underthrew it.
Yes. So it's fourth and 10 for the Redskins from the Lehman Catholic 34. Well, let's see what's up Fort Loramie's sleeve right here. In the college game, Chuck, you probably wouldn't try a field goal unless you had an amazing kicker. You'd pooch it out of bounds or do what Ohio State did today.
All day long.
Knock it down to the 2 or 1 and down it. But Loramie, Redskins will go for it. Fourth and 10. Back alongside the quarterback, Colin Moore, is Nick Brandewee. We've got movement up front against Fort Loramie. That will cost the Redskins 5 yards.
Now they may think about kicking it.
Exactly. Who knows? Sam Barhorst may come on, try to pooch one out of bounds down inside the 10-yard line. And that is exactly what is going to transpire.
Well, fourth and 10 is tough. Fourth and 15 is almost impossible.
So the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers give up a 51-yard kickoff return to Carter Mesher to start the game, but then resist and hold Fort Loramie after the Redskins picked up one first down. Snap back to Barhorst at the 50. Kick is away. It's off the side of his foot. It's a wobbly one. It hits on the ground inside the 20. Takes a Fort Loramie bounce, though. A good roll all the way to about the 10. And that's where Lehman Catholic will start, just beyond its own 10-yard line. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Cooper, Goodrich, Uniroyal, General, Michelin, Firestone, and more. Plus, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A Muffler and Tires. Elliot Gilardi in the spread, lines up 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and we may have a Fort Loramie offside before Lehman Catholic gets its initial offensive play underway.
Loramie's definitely the favorite, but the more that Lehman has success, the more they're going to feel like they can win the football game.
Yes, it's imperative for Lehman Catholic to get off to a good start, not fall behind by more than a score, certainly no more than 2 scores in the first half. Here is a handoff on the play in the offensive backfield. It's Tyler Solomon trying to slide his way outside right tackle, and he spilled at about the 20-yard line, very close to a first down. It was a first and 5 situation for Lehman. The play gained 4.5, second down and a half to go.
He did a nice job there. It looked like it was going to be a loss, and he's got some quick feet.
Tyler Solomon has really come on strong for Lehman Catholic as a runner. He is averaging over 7 yards per carry this season, and he had over 150 against Ansonia last week. Here's Gilardi to Solomon again. And he swerves around right in. Not much running room. He does nudge up ahead to the 21. Enough for a first down. 8:50 left in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession. We're tied. Nothing, nothing. Layman Catholic ball at the Cavaliers 22. Don't forget, M&A Muffler and Tires offers free pickup and delivery. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 1-800-474-4123. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Rolling right, Gilardi way back behind the line of scrimmage. He's in trouble inside the 15, and he deals that ball at the last second, Chuck, into the Layman Catholic bench. He was out of the pocket. Closest player to the football thrown by Gilardi was head coach Dick Roll.
Yeah, I thought Denning had that one. No, that's a smart move. You live to have another play on that one. You don't try to force something down the middle.
Exactly. Second down and 10 for Layman Catholic at the Cavaliers 21. Two backs alongside Gilardi, and the first man through has the ball fed to him, and he pushes ahead to the 25, setting up a third and about six for Layman. That was Jake Ratterman in there on the tackle for the Redskins. He led the club in tackles 1 week ago against New Miami. Throwing situation for Layman Catholic. Two receivers to the far side. Keep your eye out for Bradley Haynes or Brendan O'Leary. Gilardi deep in the pocket. Airs one out. Oh, wow, what a throw. It's too far, though. And Fort Loramie plays center field and makes the pick inside the 30. Well, it does serve as one heck of a punt. My, oh, my, did Gilardi ever heave that, Chuck. A good 55 yards in the air, but the Redskins gained the interception.
Yeah, he looked like the receiver on the play, but yeah, that didn't hurt anything. That, like you said, that was as good as a punt, maybe better than a punt.
Redskin numerals, real tricky to read. Black numbers trimmed in white on the red backs, and I'm not sure who made that interception for Fort Loramie. I thought maybe it was Nick Bradway. Yep, it was. Good job of Nick. Interception by him. So the teams have a possession each. No score in this game. We played 4 minutes plus. Redskins football at the 26 of Fort Loramie. Here's Colin Moore. Toss sweep to the left. Carter Mesher tries to get on the edge. Layman Catholic chases him and trips him up at the 26-yard line. Wow. That was tremendous pursuit on the play by the Cavaliers. Nicely done by Drew Barhorst.
Minster leads 6-0 in the first quarter over Crestview.
Tell you what, a lot of teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year have had difficulty with points after touchdown. It's been a plague. Second down, a little more than 10 for Fort Loramie. Hand off right tackle, Layman Catholic giving up ground grudgingly. And the Cavaliers stand tall, shy of the 30, and push Werman back. Forward progress, 29. So it's going to be third down and long for Fort Loramie. Redskins need every bit of 7, close to 8, to register a first down here. Devin Werman, the 6-foot, 210-pound senior ball carrier, last trip to the line of scrimmage. Let's see what head coach Spencer Wells dials up for Colin Moore here, Chuck, on 3rd and 8 from the Fort Loramie 28. Four receivers flanked. Brandoy in motion. Deep drop by Moore. It's a middle screen. Caught at the 29. A good gain. Run after catch. 35-40. Out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Well done by the Redskins.
Nathan Ratterman made the catch.
Nathan Ratterman hauled it in. Nicely designed, wasn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, that was a great call. Let the pressure through, ran Mesher and took a defender with him, and he was wide open in the middle there.
Fort Loramie's second first down on the night. We played 5.5 minutes, no score. Two receivers right, wide side of the field for Colin Moore. He fakes the pitch sweep to the right to Mesher. Colin keeps. He bangs ahead for two. That's it. Layman nails him at the 42-yard line. Good tackle in there on the play by the Cavaliers' Brendan O'Leary. Fort Loramie obviously featuring 8 or 9 young men who go both ways. Everybody for Layman Catholic doubles on offense and defense. Trips to the right. Lone setback for Moore. Play action, rolling right on 2nd and 9. Heaves, middle of the field. Receiver down there inside the 30. It is in the hands of the wideout, broken up by Layman Catholic. Outstanding defensive play beautifully done by Drew Barhorse for the Cavaliers.
He's made two terrific plays now, one on the kickoff return and that defensive play right there.
Carter Mesher was the young man for Fort Loramie to whom Colin Moore had pitched the football, and it was a good throw spot on, even better coverage by Layman Catholic in the secondary.
Yeah, that was the key. It was a good throw, but better defense.
Layman Catholic's defense stiffening once again. Third and nine for Fort Loramie. No score in this game. 5:38 to go, first quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 42. Man in motion to the right is Brandewee. Colin Moore fakes it to him. Colin has a big opening up the middle. He gashes the Layman Catholic defense for a gain of about 15 as he goes working his legs to the 45 of Layman, falling forward to the 44. Colin Moore, Chuck, digs those wheels of his like he's a tailback sometimes.
Yeah, that was a read for him, and he saw the end go with Mesher, so he kept it, and nice play.
Yep. Fine zone read by Colin Moore. First down, Fort Loramie. Redskins third. Here's a sweep to the right. It's Brandewee. He's met behind the line of scrimmage. Down he goes. The first and 10 play results in a minus two. Tackle made by Layman Catholic's Ethan Kanapke. Help from John Cianciolo assisted. A negative two on that play. Fort Loramie is saddled with second and 12. Already, Chuck, we've seen more tackles behind the line of scrimmage by Fort Loramie's opponent than we've seen in the last 4 or 5 weeks combined.
I think the key is the opponent.
Exactly. Here's a quick strike by Colin Moore beyond the far hash mark on the numbers. It's a good play reception made at the 38, but Layman is all over the receiver right now. Good tackle by Layman Catholic at the 38. Play does generate about six. Third and four for Fort Loramie. 4:20 left in the first quarter, no score. Redskins on the far hash in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Two receivers each way for Colin Moore. Let's see what play is drawn up on third down. Layman Catholic crowd below making noise. Moore keeps the football, heads toward the line of scrimmage, then reverses direction, cuts back, slants inside the 35, stays on his feet, and totes the football to the 31. He's got the first down.
He has been the offense so far.
Sure has. Tackle made by Connor Stewart of Layman Catholic, but the Redskins are in business at the 32 of Layman Catholic. Clock winding down, 3:50 left in the opening period. Colin Moore in the spread. Handoff this time. Running play left guard. Good surge by the left side of the Redskins offensive line. And burrowing forward the ball carrier for Layman to about the 25.
It was Werman.
And Werman's lugged the football on a couple of occasions already. That was a nice advance for every bit of six. Second down, a little less than four to go for Layman. 25-yard line of Layman Catholic. Here's a nice effort by the Fort Loramie ball carrier, shedding a tackler at the 22, then another one at the 20, and scrambling for a first down to about the 16 or 17.
Yeah, that was Brandewee.
Fine run by Nick Brandewee. Fort Loramie has been excellent on the ground on this drive, chewing up yards and clock time. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. First and 10, Redskins, 16 of Layman Catholic. Trips to the left for Colin Moore. Lone setback to his left, and that's the man that Moore follows. He keeps. The play is strung out. He's caught at the 14-yard line. That is a textbook tackle.
That was Edwards, and I'll tell you what, he made the play because it was set up for success, and he blew it up.
He scraped down along the defensive line of Layman Catholic, and then he angled through to dump Colin Moore. Minimal gain, picked up about 2.5. Second down, a little less than eight to go for Fort Loramie at the 13.5 of Layman Catholic. Oh, here's a good running play left side. Open space for the ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Down inside the five to the four, maybe the three. That was Brandewee. Boy, the Redskins offensive line getting it done on this drive toward the goal line. The guards, Blake Holdhouse and Colin Dietrich. The center, Logan Siegel. The tackles, Grant Imwally and Griffin Meyer. They have really held up and are providing a good surge along the offensive line as Loramie, on goal to go from the four, cracks into the end zone for the touchdown. Was that Nick Brandewee, Chuck?
No, he kept it.
Yep, Colin Moore tucked the football away and steered right up the middle behind his offensive center, Logan Siegel. And from 4 yards out, Moore gets the TD. And with 2:02 to go in the first, the Redskins are on the board to lead Layman Catholic 6-0. Here is a good snap from center by Kemper. Ball put down by Nathan Ratterman. And it is Beltran Lafarga with another extra point. Well done. Right between the uprights. It's good. Just over 2 to play, opening quarter. Fort Loramie's on the scoreboard initially, leading Layman Catholic 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are also experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243, 295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. The ensuing kickoff by Fort Loramie after the Redskins' touchdown heads down the right side of the gridiron, bobbled by Layman Catholic inside the 25, ball rolls out of bounds at the 27, and that's where the Cavaliers start, first down, 10 yards to go, trailing 7-0. Elliot Gilardi trying to make things happen. He's in the offensive backfield, fakes the handoff to Solman. Gilardi wants to throw, then he's got to eat the football, and he is knocked right down in his tracks at the 23-yard line. Colin Dietrich and Nathan Ratterman put the clamps on Gilardi. Fort Loramie, good penetration that time, Chuck. Gilardi was stalled behind the line, nowhere to go.
No, by the time he looked up and was looking for a receiver, he had both defenders in his face.
Second down and 13 for Layman Catholic, which fashions four receivers. Quarterback draw by Gilardi. He's trying to jitterbug his way back to the line of scrimmage. He is corralled behind the line. He's decked at about the 16. Another negative play for Layman Catholic, which is going in reverse on this possession. Line of scrimmage, the 17 of Layman. It's going to be third down. And what, Chuck? About 20?
About 20.
They've got to get beyond the 35 for a first down.
Yeah, about to the 37.
50 seconds to go, opening quarter. Let's see what Gilardi does here. Split backs, little play action. Then he throws a screen. It's batted by Fort Loramie, popped up in the air. Layman Catholic makes the catch at the 20. Very minimal advance on the play. It'll be fourth down and a bunch as Layman Catholic averted disaster on that.
Well, that ball, yeah, because it went up in the air. It was anybody's ball.
Michael Denning back to punt. Very good place kicker, solid punter as well. Fort Loramie figures to get pretty good field position around the 50. Waning seconds, opening quarter. Snap back to Denning is low. He airmails one beyond the 40, hits at the 44 of Layman, and it makes a big hop and roll, trickling to the 45 of Fort Loramie all the way to the 40, 38-yard line. Actually, Chuck, Layman Catholic came out of that pretty well.
Yeah, that was nice. The ball got to the ground. It wasn't artistic, but boy, on this turf, you get the right bounce, and they gained another 15 yards.
And time has expired, ending the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie 7, Layman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Second quarter underway, short drop by Colin Moore. And on a quick slant, he fires, and it's good. Completed pass up near midfield. Chuck, was that Mason Kemper running around?
Yes, yep.
Nifty play. It looked like the size of Mason as he caught it at about the 47. Carried it for 2 more yards at the 49. Well-designed play just beyond the linebackers in front of the corner. And it's first and 10 for Fort Loramie. Completed strike on first down. Ball marked for play just shy of the 50. Colin Moore keeps. He dances to the line of scrimmage, skips to the outside, sheds a tackler, breaks away from another, and he's got a 9-yard scoot to the Layman Catholic 42-yard line. Second and 1 coming up for Fort Loramie, Chuck, which is starting to move the football pretty comfortably now on Layman.
Well, they ran for 75 yards in the first quarter.
And again, the Fort Loramie offensive line is getting the job done. Tight end C.J. Billing, guards Blake Holdhouse and Colin Dietrich, tackles Grant M. Wally and Griffin Meyer, center Logan Siegel. Short drop, but Moore, his pass in the left flat is to the receiver on a bounce. And we've got a late flag flying. It may be the result of some blocking well after the whistle, maybe a little talking too. And I think it's against Layman Catholic.
Personal foul.
Uh-huh.
That's a big 15-yard penalty.
Major walk-off. Fort Loramie would have confronted a 3rd-and-1, and instead now it is a first down all the way downfield to the 28-yard line.
Well, Minster must have kicked their extra point because they now trail Crestview 8-7.
Oh, okay.
So, start of the second quarter.
Yeah, earlier score we had was 6-0. That was before the PAT was tried.
I didn't wait.
But Crestview has gotten 8 points to lead 8-7.
8-7.
Well, that's the way it will be all night long. Fairly high scoring, I'm sure. Outside the 25, another slant route. Yes, Kemper's got it. 16-yard line. Stays on his feet. Breaks a tackle. He barrels to the end zone. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. Well done from 27 yards out. Colin Moore with a dandy throw. I said it was Mason Kemper. Let's get the young man properly identified. It was Mason Kemper. 2 fine pass routes run by him on this drive. And the second completion, Moore to Kemper from inside 30 yards out, 27 to be exact, goes for 6. Here's LaFarga on for the PAT. Ball snapped back to the 10. Ratterman spots it, and LaFarga jettisons one in the air through the uprights. He's got another. A minute 14 seconds into the second period. Fort Loramie 14, Layman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
And welcome back here to Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the campus of Pickwell High School, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have bounced out on top by a 14-0 count against Lehman Catholic. Just a little over a minute into the second period of this game, Lehman Catholic gave up ground rather grudgingly the first half, the first quarter, Chuck, but Fort Loramie's gotten its offense in gear since.
Well, they've got 84 yards on the ground and 21-33-60 through the air.
Yep, so. The good rushing game set the table for some fine pass completions, especially at the end of that last TD march. Two throws to Kemper. Kickoff return by Lehman Catholic. And the runner up the field over the 30 is Jard. Hangs on to the football at the 33.
And Lehman's got three total yards so far in the game.
Wow. Yep, Elliot Gilardi has been spied on by Fort Loramie. Gilardi's not gotten untracked, and Lehman Catholic can't afford to fall behind any further. In fact, what the Cavs need now is a long, time-consuming scoring drive. Handoff to Solman in the offensive backfield. It's a delay, a sprint draw. He's popped at the 30. Good tackle on the play by the Redskins for a loss. 14-0 Fort Loramie. And it's going to be second down and 14 or 15. That's about the fifth or sixth play, Chuck, on which the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have been dropped behind the line.
Three in a row. Three running plays in a row.
Wow. Snap back to Gilardi, middle of the pocket, steps up, throws it short. Caught on the dead run by the receiver at the 33. He sprints to the 38. Productive play for the Cavaliers. It was caught in, I think, by Bertini, R.J. Bertini on the catch, 5'8", 150-pound junior. So there is a net on that pass completion of about a plus 7 or 8, setting up a third and a little more than 6 to go for Lehman at the 38 of the Cavs. Flat pass, man wide open, uncovered, took it in the air at the 33, dashing beyond the far hash mark along the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench, 40, 45, 50, spilled out of bounds at the 48-yard line. It was Tyler Solman out of the backfield, and Chuck, nobody for Fort Loramie was aware of his presence.
There was nobody out there. That was a well-designed play.
So Lehman Catholic, which lost yardage on its first play on this drive, gets a first down with a fine completion from Gilardi to Solman in the flat. Here we go, left side of the field in the flat. Catch made at the 49. A juke, another juke. And a run after catch to the 43 or 44 of Fort Loramie. Play goes for 6 or 7. Was that Tyler Solman again? Flag flies.
Same play, different, just ran to the other side, but we got a penalty.
Officials confer with 9:04 left in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie leading by a count of 14-0. Penalty against the Redskins. And it must have been a dead ball foul after the play because it stepped off down to the 44 of Fort Loramie, first and 10 for Lehman Catholic.
But it was only a 5-yard penalty. I'm not sure what that could be after the play.
It must have been an incidental face mask call.
There's no such thing anymore.
I didn't think so. Gilardi with a deep drop. He's 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Scrambling, throws errantly into the ground up ahead over the 50. No good. And Gilardi on a couple or three occasions here in this game already, as you have said, Chuck, has been able to live for another day, another down, because he's had to wriggle off the hook behind the line and simply dump it out of bounds or into the turf.
Well, the scary part of that one was he got hit right when he released it, and that's a way to get injured.
Yeah. Second down and 10 for Layman Catholic from the 39 of Fort Loramie. Snap back to Gilardi. Throws in the right flat over the head of a couple of on-rushing defensive linemen from Fort Loramie. It's caught beyond the far hash, but the Redskins have got it covered. Play goes for no gain. Jake Ratterman on the tackle of Bradley Haynes. Might have lost a foot or two.
Yep.
Fort Loramie had penetration all along the line of scrimmage, laterally across the field on that play, and Layman Catholic didn't have much of a chance to advance it. Layman Catholic may get a timeout here with 8:12 to go in the second quarter. Significant play upcoming. Third and 11 for Layman at the Fort Loramie 40. 14-0 Redskins. Early second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing, super deals all the time at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great service. He's still smiling today, because it's done the very same way at Geyer's. Here's Layman Catholic on third and more than 10, running a sweep around the left end. It's Tyler Solman. He is collared at the 35 and thrown back. He produced a few yards, but Layman Catholic confronts a fourth and about six to go for a first down from the Fort Loramie 35.
Well, they're in four down territory. They're not going to punt.
So see the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams, plus the pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R, apostrophe S, Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. Fourth down, more like seven to go for a first down for Layman Catholic from the Fort Loramie 35. Man in motion to the far side for Layman Catholic. Perhaps movement along the line of scrimmage.
Now Billing jumped.
C.J. Billing, he encroached offside against Fort Loramie. And as a result of the penalty now, Layman Catholic has fourth and very short from the Fort Loramie 40. Critical drive in this game, Chuck, for Layman.
Absolutely. They need to put points on the board here.
7:27 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Redskins in the lead. Elliot Gilardi, senior quarterback for Layman Catholic, is up under center here. He's not in the spread. Very tight line splits for the guards and tackles and the offensive center for Layman. Gilardi now rises up, and we've got a penalty marker tossed in the air. Layman Catholic tried to get a late timeout. Maybe delay of game was signaled. And what results? 5-yard penalty? No.
They got the timeout.
Yep. Timeout Layman, 7:04 left until halftime. Coming up a fourth and one for the Cavs at the 30 of Fort Loramie, 14-0 Skins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A couple big shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, plus Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you very much. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call 498-7282. Gilardi takes the snap on fourth and one from the 30. and he skirts right end, running parallel to the line of scrimmage forever and ever. Then he finally turns to the left, goes upfield for a first down. A marker is thrown, and Chuck McBee up here in the press box on the east side of Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, has just adopted a striped shirt, and he is signaling holding against Lehman.
Well, and the sad part about the whole thing is he already had the first down. Did absolutely didn't need to happen. And now it's going to set them way back, and they may have to think about kicking it now. It's going to be fourth and, because it went from the spot of the foul, so 10 yards back, it's going to be fourth and about five.
Yes, it was unfortunate for Lehman. Meaningless penalty, no question. Didn't need to happen. And you're right, Lehman Catholic sends on the punt team now. Denning, with 17 on his white jersey, retreats to the 50. Fort Loramie could receive this football down inside the 15-yard line. Piqua High School Athletic Director Chip Hare rolling out the red carpet for us, as he does every year here in the press box. He's just signaled the arrival of a lot of warm food. And we don't need it quite as badly as we might in another press box, because this one is heated.
Best stadium in the area.
Oh, no, best stadium in Piqua by far. It tops Wirtz. Well, the punt by the Cavaliers is a good one, downed around the 5-yard line. Vintage Ohio State today, Chuck, against Michigan State. Yeah,
after his 4-yarder to start the game, he had a terrific game for the Buckeyes.
So with 6:42 left here in the second quarter, Fort Loramie starts this possession from its own 5, leading 14-0. And I think Colin Moore faked it twice, kept it. He burrows over the 10 to the 11. Productive gain on first down, second down and 4 upcoming.
Yeah, the snap was high. He did a nice job of – he was going to hand that off.
Yes.
And he did a smart move just to hang on to it and get what he could, which was pretty 7 yards, pretty good run.
Line of scrimmage just over the 10. We played half the second quarter. Fort Loramie in front, 14-0 over Lehman Catholic. The Cavaliers threatened, inched the football down inside the Fort Loramie 30 in the last possession. But then the Cavs were turned away and were forced to punt. Michael Denning's kick backed up Fort Loramie to the 5. And here on second down, Devin Worman charges between left guard and tackle. And he barges out over the 15, close to the 20. He's got the first down. Offensive line for Fort Loramie, Chuck, has really taken hold of this football game.
Yeah, they're picking up 6, 7, 8, 9 yards on most plays right now.
Two receivers to the left. Snap to Colin Moore. Handoff, left tackle. Oh, good, strong running effort by Brandewee as he powers over the 24, 25, stays on his feet. He's pushed down at the 28 or 29. I thought it was Nick, maybe not.
That was Worman again.
Worman again. He's a workhorse. Convoy Crestview 14, Minster 7, 4:38 left to go in the second quarter. Now 4:37, 4:36, 4:35. Here it's 5:13 left in the second. Second and 1 for the Redskins. Gaping hole right through the middle. Running play, Worman again. Boy, like a bulldog. He comes cracking through, barking loud and clear to the 35-36. I tell you, Worman gives the Redskin running attack, which was already 3 or 4 pronged, now another option. And head coach Spencer Wells is able to keep his rushers fresh. He's got a bevy of them to go to. Missed tackle, offensive backfield by Lehman. Colin Moore stays on his feet. He curls around left end, and he races out to the 43-yard line. He garners about 6. Previous play went for a first down. Second down and 4 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 43. 4:34 to go in the second quarter of this game. Chuck, you've got Colin Moore, good runner, Nick Brandewee, Carter Mesher, Max Hoing, and now Devin Worman. 4 receivers flanked. Throw comes this way. Caught at the 43-yard line at the line of scrimmage. Missed tackle. Sturdy run after catch to the 48-49-yard line. And that was Mason Kemper with number 6 on his back. He caught a couple slant patterns in a touchdown drive. Here, he catches one even with the line of scrimmage. And then high steps his way to the 49. First down, Redskins, just shy of the 50. We near the 4-minute mark here in the second quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie. Well, Chuck, in past weeks, the Redskins would have a, 3-4 touchdown lead by now against cross-county conference foes.
That's what they've been having, but they've been pretty methodical. They've got to be happy with what they've done here in the first half.
No question. Layman Catholic giving up ground grudgingly. Good pressure on Colin Moore here, who does unleash the forward pass down the right sideline, and it's a terrific catch inside the 25. Reception made.
Mark Sager.
Oh, Mark Sager. He has been a huge pass receiver for large gains here the last several weeks. A marker down, though.
Holding.
Nifty grab by Sager. Excellent reception. Superb throw. Sager was pretty well covered, but it's all for naught. 3:51 left here in quarter number 2. Now, Mark Sager, one of those Redskins, averaging well over 10 yards per catch on the year at 22, and he's denied a significant gain there on the throw from Colin Moore.
And it was from the spot of the foul, so it's all the way back on the 30 now, and they've got to get to the Layman 41 for a first down.
And Sager caught it, went out of bounds, way down around the 20. So that is a field swap of some 50 yards. So now Fort Loramie retreats to its 30, facing a second down and nearly 30 to go for a first down. First down, I should say, and nearly 30 to go. And before this next play is run, we've got a timeout by the Redskins with 3:51 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie with a first down, nearly 30 yards to go from its 30-yard line, leading 14-0 over Layman Catholic late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Oh, fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Priced just right to meet your budget's needs. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Here's Colin Moore throwing for a nice chunk of yardage on first down and long. Nifty reception, 40-yard line, and then a twisting run after the catch. Good for 6 more yards, but flags fly in. Mark Sager, another catch, trying to offset the one that was called back by penalty a couple plays ago, but this one too, Chuck, may be nullified as well.
Well, they're calling offensive pass interference, and I can't say it didn't happen, but I can say that it sure happened awfully late after the kid was running with the football. I'm not sure how they interfered once he was running with the ball.
Yeah, I think I saw what you saw. It wasn't a block in the back.
No, they called offensive pass interference.
Little picky. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the first half of this game.
Well, if the SEC officials in the Alabama game could be as horrible as they were in favor of Alabama, you can give the high school guys a break.
Well, that's why the tide turns sometimes. It is first and 22, an array of penalties here on this Fort Loramie drive. Possession for the Redskins from the 37. In the Fort Loramie end. Play action by Moore. Flat pass into the hands of Randall and out at the 33. It was thrown ahead, so it's incomplete. It was Mason Kemper, not Nick, out in the right flat.
Yeah. Tried to run before he had it.
Yes, sure did. Second down and a whole lot for Fort Loramie from the 37 of the Redskins. Clock was halted on that incompletion. 3:34 to go here in the first half. Gaffney Furniture offers five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. The Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Check out Gaffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And for additional savings, go to the website, GaffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Huge play by Fort Loramie on second down and long. The Redskins need a 22. It's a slant pattern that generates about 16 all the way to the layman, 46-yard line. Who caught that one, Chuck?
That was Sager again. This time it counted.
That play by Mark does go down in the books officially. Third and six for Fort Loramie from the layman, 46-yard line. Play action. Oh, Moore flips the screen out to the left behind the line, and Layman Catholic diagnoses it well. Textbook tackle. Out in the right flat, turned in by Tyler Solman. Catch made by the Redskins. I think it was...
I didn't catch it.
Devin Werman behind the line. Had some open room out of nowhere. Came the tackler for Layman Catholic to force a fourth and one from the Layman 42-yard line. Snap back to Moore, or was it the Wildcat? The play's good for a first down. He breaks contain, running wide down the left side, 30, 25, 20. Out of bounds, inside the 20. That play caught Layman Catholic, Chuck, by surprise.
Well, they had a first and 27, and they just picked up the first down and with two penalties on the play, on the drive.
Now, was that Colin Moore who took the snap?
Yes.
Okay, it was Colin.
Yep.
And he flashed the legs of his quickly down the left side of the field. He picked up speed on a quick cadence. Moore got the hike from his offensive center, Logan Siegel, and away he went, blazing a trail to the 17 of Layman. First and 10, Moore, zone read to the right, then cuts it back to the left. It's Colin Moore slashing inside the 10, knifes his way to the 5. Colin Moore running beautifully here for Fort Loramie at the end of this drive. 2:14 left to go, second quarter. Redskins up 14-0. 14-14, Minster Convoy Crestview. 55 seconds left, second quarter. That score has been knotted. Running play, Fort Loramie, 2-yard line, 1. Don't know if the ball player got in. Was it Colin Moore again? I think so.
Yep, he kept it.
Colin was thrown ahead and down 2 feet short of the goal line. That's where his knee hit the surface. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Inside the 1. 1:40 to go, second quarter. Redskins trying to go up 3 scores before halftime. Receivers left and right. Snap to Moore. He puts his head down and barrels over his center, Logan Siegel. Yes, he's got the touchdown. 20-0, Fort Loramie. The Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. For your convenience, use the Gaffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High-quality furniture priced right at the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website. For added savings, take advantage of a coupon there at Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. It is Beltran Lafarga on for the PAT, and he's like a broken record, Chuck. easy for me to say. He's like a broken record, Chuck. One perfect kick after another, right down Main Street. 21-0 Fort Loramie. 1:30 left in the second. Big TD right there, putting Layman Catholic behind but 3 scores just 90 seconds before halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Here we go, the final 90 seconds of the first half. Fort Loramie kicking off. Lafarga hits a 12-hopper down to the 21-yard line. Lehman Catholic returns up the numbers on the near side in front of the Lehman Catholic bench all the way to the 40. First and 10 Cavaliers, final a minute 22 of the second period. Chuck, I think you said it best when you use the word methodical. That's what Fort Loramie's done to Lehman here tonight.
Well, they've got 164 yards on the ground on 24 carries, 7 of 14 passing for 90 more, so they're at 254 yards in the first half.
Redskins have methodically pulled away from Lehman in front by 3 touchdowns. Here is Gilardi, deep drop back at his 30, flat pass complete at the 37, run after catch up to the 45, 46-yard line. Ball hauled in by Drew Barhorst, short of a first down, but 5 yards. Second and 5 for Lehman, final minute, second quarter. Gilardi handoff, Tyler Solman. He's bear-hugged at the 45-yard line and pulled down at the 46. Third and 4 for Lehman Catholic, which needs a quicker sense of urgency now with just 44 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gilardi again, 3rd and 4, fakes the screen, throws up the right hash. Fort Loramie's in better shape to intercept. It's off the hands of a Redskin defensive back at the 16-yard line. Boy, these two quarterbacks, Chuck, possess strong arms, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be a throwback, and Loramie had it covered perfectly, so he made the right choice and tried to just throw something down the field.
Yeah, Redskins did have the initial receiver in the left flat, blanketed. And now Lehman's got no choice but to punt the football here on 4th and 6 with 35 seconds to go in the first half and the ball at the Lehman 46-yard line. Denning kicks it. He soars it way up in the air, and Fort Loramie hauls in the fair catch at the 27-yard line, 1st and 10 Skins, 30 ticks left on the clock, late second quarter. Trying to recall, Chuck, did Fort Loramie start the game with the football?
Loramie did. They took the kick and ran it back to...
Yep. So Lehman will gain possession to start the third. The timeout situation is as follows. Fort Loramie's got 2 left. Lehman 1. If the Redskins get significant yardage here on the first play, Fort Loramie may be apt to use timeouts and try to get additional points in the last 20 seconds or so of the second quarter.
They got at least 12 out there.
There's a marker down. Jody Sager on my right and Chuck on my left indicate that Fort Loramie's got at least 12 men on the field. 5-yard penalty against the Redskins, so it's 1st and 15 from the 22-yard line. Still a half minute to go in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie up 21-0. Colin Moore has got Worman alongside, and head coach Spencer Wells does the wise thing, unlike what Jack Kramer suggested to do a few minutes ago. Spencer Wells just touches it down, has his quarterback, Colin Moore, take the snap. He goes to one knee back at the 18-yard line, and that is the end of this first half. Fort Loramie Redskins, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, have methodically extended the lead over Lehman from 7-0 to 14-21 after 2 quarters of play. Coming up here at the halftime, we've got a short interview with the Minster football head coach, Garen Stokes. We'll talk to him about his team's progress this year. 8-3 record heading into play tonight up at Wapakoneta against Convoy Crestview. Last report, that game was 14-14 just before halftime. Convoy Crestview led 14-7. Minster with a late second quarter touchdown. That game's all knotted. 14-14 might be at the half. We'll have a short interview with Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster. We'll share that dialogue for you in just a few minutes. And also a shortened version of a lengthy interview we had here on scoresbroadcast.com at the halftime a few weeks ago with the Redskins' Carla Siegel, girls' head basketball coach. That chat with her coming up as well. 21-0 Fort Loramie at the break. Back in a minute with the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on Scores, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground back in 2007 without the support of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal back in 1982. Thank you, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which underwrites our upcoming halftime report. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks so much to Luke Grunenberg, outstanding photo man. His photography is second to none. And Bryant Billing, I tell you what, he and Ken Barhorst, outstanding sports writers for the Sydney Daily News. Ken, great career, 40 years. Bryant Billing is trying to fill Ken's big shoes. He wore size 15. They're tough to fill, but Bryant's doing a good job. Chuck, halftime report, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Fort Loramie dominating the stats. Lehman Catholic simply cannot get anything going.
Yeah, they were 6 of 10 throwing it for 40 yards. That's all of the offense they've got. Loramie ran the ball 24 times for 164 yards, 7 of 14 passing for 90, 254 total yards. Lehman, 8 rushes for 3 yards, 6 for 10 throwing for 40, only 43 total yards in the first half. If you want to find a spot where you can complain a little bit about Loramie, they got 6 penalties for 40 yards. Lehman has 2 penalties for 25. 12 first downs for the Redskins, 3 for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers had the only turnover, and that was kind of like a punt. He threw one real deep, picked off, but it didn't hurt them. That has nothing to do with the 21-0 score here at halftime.
Lehman's best defensive stand, Chuck, was after the fine kickoff return to start the game by Fort Loramie's Carter Mesher. He brought it back 51 yards to the Lehman Catholic 48. Lehman then eventually stopped Fort Loramie at the end of that drive, but after that, Redskins moved the ball pretty much at will, 5, 6, 7 yards a chunk, and Lehman finds himself down 3 scores. Lehman's got to produce points on the initial drive to start the second half.
Yeah, or it's Katie bar the door. I'll tell you what, they have done a nice job. They really, except for that kickoff return, Mesher really has not done anything offensively for Fort Loramie, but boy, Worman, and Moore's been just a monster. He's got himself half a meal already from Clancy's. and throwing the ball to Kemper and throwing the ball to Sager, they've just been lights out offensively here in the first half. Just, I used the term, very methodical. They're throwing that slant pass, and Lehman has not kept, doesn't have a clue how to stop it right now.
Nope. Slowly but surely, Lehman Catholic has fallen behind 21-0 after two quarters of play. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, along with Jody Sager here at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, campus of Pickwa High School. It is a Division VII regional semifinal, Fort Loramie 21 and Lehman Catholic nothing. The winner tonight will take on the Minster Convoy Crestview winner up at Wapak this evening. That's a 14-14 game halfway through. Earlier this week, we spoke with Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, on the progress of his club this year, having won 8 times in 11 contests, and the development of leadership on his team.
A good year, a lot of growth, and a lot of different aspects. I think probably the biggest aspect of growth is our team has slowly evolved into a team. Mm-hmm. With our 12 seniors who are as unselfish as it gets, has forced our group where we were a bunch of different collective cliques. They've kind of forced this thing into a group of kids that care about each other and love each other. So Mikey Kettner has been an integral part of that, a senior wide receiver, defensive back. August Bainline has had a dominant year for us on the football field and as a leader. Jack Heitbrink, another one. Cody Frericks has stepped up really as a linebacker for us and an offensive weapon. But our whole offensive line has done a great job coming together. Those 5 guys and then our tight end and our fullback have really become a cohesive unit. And our quarterback play, Jacob Niemeyer, has consistently been good when the weather's been nice. And our running backs, Brock Miller and Alex Schmidtmeyer, both had decent years. So we're excited. We're opportunity to compete and stay together for another week and see if we can keep turn ourselves into a really close-knit team.
By and large, defensively, you've improved over the course of the season. Held Marion Local to 7 points, nearly won that game. But on the defensive side of the ball, growth as well.
Yeah, we were really bad defensively in the early middle part of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody was in conflict. Everybody was in question. Our coaches didn't really trust some stuff, and our kids really didn't trust stuff. And it was a mess because we weren't performing real well. So when that happens, everybody starts questioning things. And once we've kind of just settled in and really become a disciplined, caring team, because our defense, we were just out of spots. And people were trying to overcompensate for people not being in the right spot. So it just caused more confusion. But since we've settled in and just started owning our jobs a little bit, which I think stems from caring about each other, our defense has slowly improved.
Convoy Crestview, the opponent, week 12, high-scoring club. Beat them in that kind of a game a year ago you did. May happen again, a lot of points. You'd rather see a low-scoring game. But, boy, their quarterback is tough to corral.
Yeah, Drew Klein, incredible football player. like high level competitor that we're gonna we've had fun prepping for all week. It's been a blast. He raises our urgency in our locker room and film and out on the practice field. So we're excited for the opportunity to compete. Big time challenge, just like you want in the playoffs. So we're excited.
Garen Stokes, Minster head coach, our guest. Your kicking game is better, maybe not where you want it to be, but it's certainly gotten better.
Yeah, we the same thing in the middle part of the year there. We were really struggling. Even towards the end here, a couple weeks ago, he was really struggling. But Brian Falk is a great kid, sophomore. That's going to be a really, really good football player. But his role right now is to be our PAT kickoff guy, and he's been working his tail off. We've had two dads come in and help him that were old-time kickers, and he just works his butt off. He's done a great job, and he's going to make some big kicks for us in the stretch.
And no one's had to come in and help you coach. I know that for sure.
They did. I'm not a kicking specialist, that's for sure, especially the straight-toe stuff that Brian wears. So it's been a fun experience.
That is Minster head football coach Garen Stokes, his team 8-3 on the year, heading into play tonight at Wapakoneta in another Division 7 regional semifinal here in Region 28. The winner of that game plays the winner of this one. That's a 14-14 tie at the break, Minster Convoy Crestview.
Yeah, he's had a little success since he's been up there.
Oh, yeah, he's a fine head coach, no question about it. Halftime here at Pickwell High School. It is Fort Loramie 21, Lehman Catholic nothing. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has a reputation second to none. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the region. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Chuck, a great day for Mack and Shelby County programs in additional sports, such as volleyball, boys cross country, and let's see, what else happened that was significant? Girls cross country. Minster girls won their third straight cross country championship today. Fort Loramie boys won their second in 3 years. And how about the Versailles volleyball team? Back-to-back, a repeat state champs. They go to Wright State, and they win six straight sets in the semis and finals.
Yeah, I mean, they're just a juggernaut, but it's neat to see all the some of the sports that don't really get a lot of coverage, but just as important to the kids and the coaches and the families, and it's fun to watch how dominant this part of the state is.
Boys and girls basketball just around the corner. Girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie, Carla Siegel, begins her 20th year. In fact, we'll cover the Redskins' very first game. It's on Saturday, November 24th at 11:30 in the morning down at Westchester, Lakota in the Journey to the Tourney. We'll have that contest for you as well as many more. Head coach Carla Siegel told us in an interview a few weeks ago her schedule doesn't back down. It's a rigid one. Again this year, it's mighty tough, including that opener down at Westchester, Lakota.
Anybody that knows anything about Fort Loramie basketball knows that we like a tough schedule. And when you have a good team, and I feel like we have a good team that's returning this year, we try to make our schedule tougher because that's what's going to make you the best. You know, you got to play against the better teams in the area.
When did this Thanksgiving weekend game develop?
Early last year, I would say maybe December-ish. They contacted me and invited us to this tournament, so... it's an honor. You know, it's the only way you get into these tournaments. The people that run this tournament are the same people that run the Classic in the country.
Yes, right.
So the only way you can get into those two tournaments is by invitation. So when you get that invitation, it's an honor, and you want to go with it. So we accepted it, and here we are.
So girls high school basketball for Fort Loramie begins on Saturday, November 24th, with the game at Lakota West against Proctorville Fairland. That's the Journey to the Tourney. And then right away, 1 week later, Saturday, December 1st, you're home against Rushi in the Shelby County League, a club which could be your stiffest competition in league play.
Well, you know, Rushi is strong. They've got two very, very good returners coming back from last year with Pulling and Kadanya, absolutely. That's a big test. I think the Shelby County League this year is going to be very tough. Botkins has a new coach, so there's some unfamiliarity there. Anna is going to be very strong this year. Jeff's going into his second year, so he's going to do a good job. And you know, and then you can't forget about Jackson Center with Coach Reese. He always, you know, defensively has his girls playing top notch. And there's just, you know, there's a lot going on in our league. You know, Houston has some good players back, and Fairlawn, you know, this is his third year as the coach there, and he's got some nice players too.
Sure.
And so I think that our league is going to be pretty strong again once again this year, which is great for us.
One heck of a home schedule, which includes dates in your gym with Versailles and Minster, as well as the county teams in
yes.
your gym too.
Yes, yeah. So,
and then you travel to Ohio Dominican to play a good Sugar Creek Garraway club on December 28th, right after Christmas.
Absolutely. We play New Knoxville on Thursday night, which is it's always a big test, and then we turn around and play Friday night against Sugar Creek Garraway. And a lot of people want to know how that game came about, so I'm just going to give you a quick little story. We were supposed to play over at Mansfield Christian. They were trying to do a showcase similar to Berlin Highlands.
I remember that.
And it kind of fell through. And so when the season started, we were looking for a 22nd game, and we won that stiff competition. So the team we were supposed to play with Sugar Creek Garraway, but it's a good three hour and 45 minute drive from our house to their house, and so neither one of us wanted to drive that far, so we compromised and called Ohio Dominican, and the coaching staff there and their athletic staff was very nice and helped us out, and we got a game there. So you know, it's a 2 hour drive for us, it's a 2 hour drive for them, and it'll work out. So we're excited for that game as well.
So as you alluded earlier, it's a very strong 22 game schedule, as it is every single year. Let's talk about your potential roster for the 2018-19 campaign, and in what areas in which do you hope to improve your club for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, offensively would be a big one. You know, last year we only averaged 49 points a game. The year before that was like 42. So offensively, you know, we've been playing some very young girls the last 2 years, if you recall. And so offense, defensively, you know, we were fine. Offensively, we struggled getting the ball to the hole. So obviously that was a concern of ours all summer, something that we worked really strong on. So I think our three-point shooting will be better this year. I think our free throw shooting will be better. I think our taking care of the ball, dribbling-wise, passing-wise, offensively, we should be okay. I'm hoping that our point production is a lot better than 49 points a game.
Yeah, I was looking down through scores of your games last year, and numerous times defensively that you allowed the opposition to score somewhere between 20 and 29 points. That's less than 8 points per quarter. That is a staple for a head coach Carla Siegel basketball team.
Well, thank you, Jack. But when you can't score, then you better play defense better. That's all I can say. So that's what we were trying to do last year.
Cool. Well, you can be as humble as you want, but I tell you what, an 80% winning percentage, 20-plus wins year after year after year. What in the world is the formula for success?
What is the formula? I get that question.
Tradition, for sure. Excellence at the younger grades, no doubt.
There's so many little pieces to the puzzle, so it's not just the coaching staff, obviously. Tradition is number one. It was here before I got here.
Yes.
Okay? So it's something that I've built upon. Number two is the fundamentals at the lower. I've got so many parents involved doing first and second, third and fourth, fifth and sixth. You know, my junior high coaches, I've been very lucky. Like you said, this is my 20th year. I've had a total of maybe five junior high coaches, seventh and eighth, so the turnover is very low.
Continuity.
That's the key right there.
Yep.
You know, my high school staff, you know, has been very good to me. I've had turnover, but normally they're here anywhere from 5 to 10 years before, you know, family commitments happen or whatever. So I've been very lucky there. So that's part of it. The other thing is, you know, our community just loves sports, whether it's football, you know, cross country. Our cross country teams are both in regionals this weekend. Our volleyball team is playing for a district title. The golf team, the boys' golf team, you know, made it to state for the first time ever as a team. So, you know, you've got just we love sports here, and the commitment by the community. And then you can't forget the athletes. We've got some phenomenal people here in Fort Laramie, our athletes, and my girls are just really special. They're great in the classroom, almost always on the honor roll. All of them, all freshmen through high school, or seniors, all of them are on the honor roll.
Yeah.
So they're just they're good students, they're good citizens, they're good people, and they're good basketball players.
High IQ in the classroom and on the court.
Well, yeah, some days I question that, but don't tell them that.
And also, it's the ability for you as coaches and players to recognize what needs to get fixed. 22-6 a year ago, 11-1 in the Shelby County League, win the league, advance to the regional final, and here we are talking about making improvements.
Absolutely, and, always.
You know, yes, that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, your kids, you know, I'm a teacher too, but, you know, kids like expectations.
Yes.
And whatever you set for them, they're going to try to get. So if you have low expectations, that's where they're going to be. So
yep.
I think our coaching staff does a really good job in the fact that we keep our sights high and we keep pushing these girls to be the best that they can be because we know that it's there. It's in them.
Now, the region this year will include Minster in Division IV.
Correct.
Yes. And you two played against each other for the regional championship 1 year ago. And I'm sure there are prognosticators out there who are thinking that could be the regional title game again in 2019. But you put that all aside and you focus a practice at a time, a game at a time.
Correct.
And you let the tournament take care of itself when the time comes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yes, Minster, very strong team in our region. Tri-Village will be a strong team as well. They made it to regionals last year. They had a young team last year, so they have a lot coming back, just like we do. But like you said, that's March. And all we're worried about right now is November 24th.
If you were to describe to a layperson your offense, your defense, what would be your words? How would you narrate your offense and defense for an up-and-coming coach in order for that person to learn from head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie?
I guess bless you. I don't know. I don't know everything. I really don't. But defensively, I can tell you what I played here at Fort Loramie under Jane Puppelman, and we were a defensive-minded team. I went on to college and played under the legendary Coach Dow defense. So
I'm glad we mentioned Ms. Puppelman's name.
Okay. So defensively for me, we want to pressure the ball. We're normally, if you talk to people, we're a man-to-man team, although we do like to throw some zone, but we want to pressure on the zone too. We like to do some full-court pressure. We like to do some half-court trapping. So, you know, I just always tell the girls, you know, we want the ball, period. You know,
right.
When the ball's not in our hands on offense, the other team has it, we want it. So that's our defense. We're just going to harass the ball, and we're going to rotate, and it's man-to-man help defense is what we're doing. There's nothing, you know, special about it. It's just man-to-man defense.
What percentage of time do you think in the last 19 years you have played zone?
Percentage. Okay. Off the top of my head, I'll say it's probably between 20% and 30%.
Okay. Words of Carla Siegel, girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Redskins open up on November 24th down at Westchester, Lakota in the Journey to the Tourney.
I'm going to miss my very first Ohio State-Michigan game because I'm going to go down there and watch Carla coach.
Yeah, we'll be on the air webcasting from 11:30 to 1, and then you can join the Ohio State-Michigan game in the second half with Michigan leading by a score of 21-7.
You think we'll score?
It's halftime here at Alexander Stadium Perk Field on the campus of Pickwell High School. 21-0, Fort Loramie leading Layman Catholic. And we're about set to kick off the second half of this game. Redskins booting from south to north. Layman Catholic trailing by 3 scores. And it's a bouncing kickoff. LaFarga dribbles it down to the 19. Returned by Layman up over the 30 to the 33, 34-yard line. And that's where the Cavaliers open up the third quarter. And as we mentioned, Chuck, finishing out the first half, Layman would get the ball first. Cavaliers need points on this drive.
Yeah, they do, and they need more than 3. So they need to start playing with a sense of urgency here because it's going to be tough. The way Loramie has controlled the football running it, it's going to be tough for them to get back in the game.
Couple of big shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schultze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you very much, Francis Schultze and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scorersbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Ruchi Versailles Road. Phone 937-526-5557. Well, running play number one for Lehman to start the third quarter results in a two-yard loss. Second down and 12 Cavaliers at their own 32. Gilardi in the pocket, pumps, doesn't throw, keeps, and look at him go. Oh, he's on a fast track up the middle. He sprints for 13. Up and over the 45 to the 45 and a half. Give him maybe closer to 14 yards on the play. Well done by Elliot Gilardi.
Yeah, he is so quick. And the play blew up right again, right out of the snap. But that time he improvised himself into a first down.
Elliott's got two receivers right, two to the left. Opening minute, third quarter. Very deep drop. Might have wanted to throw the middle screen. It's not available. Elliott keeps it. He dashes around left end, and he's out of bounds with a thud up near the 48. He might have garnered a couple yards on the play. That was a good clout by Max Hoying, linebacker for Fort Loramie, on Gilardi. 48-yard line, second down, 8 to go for Lehman Catholic. 10:56 remaining, third quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Lehman nothing. Gilardi wants to throw to the right, can't do it. He's flushed out of the pocket, heaves it out of bounds into the Redskins bench. That's happened several times already tonight, just no chance.
You know, they're on him before he can even set his feet.
Third and 8 for the Cavaliers. And Lehman Catholic needs 5 or 6 yards in this play to consider going for it on fourth down in Fort Loramie territory. Wide receiver Flank Wee out to the right side for the Cavaliers in the person of Haynes. Here is Gilardi keeping. He puts the ball on his right hip, and there he goes, slanting outside right tackle, lunging over the 50 to the 48 of the Redskins. It's four down territory, fourth and every bit of four to go for a first down. Ball is closer to the far hash than the one on the near side. It's at the Pickwa Indians logo. Gilardi rolling left. He's cornered behind the line. He's being trapped. He belatedly throws before being sacked. It's well short of anybody, incomplete, and Fort Loramie takes over. Chuck, what a statement on defense applied by the Redskins here at the beginning of the second half.
Well, they know they have to throw, and they are just putting their ears back, and they're sending 5 and 6, and they're getting to him. The poor kid has no chance to even set his feet to throw it.
So the Redskins take over the football, 3 yards short of the 50. Closer to 2 yards shy of the 50. We played nearly 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Lehman Catholic nothing. Redskins with 1, 2, 3 receivers out to the right. Colin Moore deep in the pocket, rolling right, sets up, throws, near sideline, open receiver, busted up at the last second. Boy, that was a splendid defensive play downfield by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. It was Mitchell Solomon. Nicely done. And the young man for whom the ball was intended for Fort Loramie, I think, was Carter Mesher. He was on a fly pattern down the near right side. Colin Moore got the ball there, but Lehman Catholic broke it up. Second down and 10 for the Redskins from their 48. Snap to Moore, handoff, left guard, nothing doing. Ball carrier spilled at the point of attack. Third and about 10 to go for a first down. Ball 2 yards short of the 50. Chuck, was that Brandon Wee rushing on the last play?
No, yeah. I think it was Worman again.
Was it Worman? Well, one thing we know for sure, it was Worman or Brandon Wee. We think it might have been Nick. We've got multiple spotters up here. Redskin numerals are just real tricky to read. Tough to decipher. Big play, third and 10, Fort Loramie. Colin Moore, play action. He's way back at his 40. throws far hash mark. Lehman's got two defenders there, but Fort Loramie comes down with it at the 11-yard line. That is a splendid reception against double-team coverage from Lehman. Mason Kemper has been a hot receiver in this game tonight, Chuck. He's been on fire.
Actually, there was pretty good coverage that time. And two defenders back there. They need to get a hand up and knock that one down.
Yeah, Gilardi was back covering for Lehman Catholic. And I think also in the vicinity was R.J. Bertini. But Kemper, who's every bit of 6'3", went up in between them and snatched it. Just outside the 10, Fort Loramie runs, left tackle. It's a strong running play, and the ball carrier bulldozes down toward the goal line. He's over for the score. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. It was Werman or Brandewee.
It was
chewing up the last 11 for the touchdown.
Closer. It was Werman.
Werman bangs it in from just over 10 out, and it's 27-0 in favor of the Redskins, with 8:47 to go here in the third quarter, and we're one more score away from a continuous clock in this game. Extra point try by Beltran Lafarga. It's up. It's in the air. Looks pretty good, and it is. He's right down Main Street with another one. I think he's made, Chuck, 24 of the last 25. 8:47 to go in the third, 28-0. Redskins over the Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Big boy, with your hands, a fork, chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And thank you so much, Frisch's. Three locations, Upper Miami Valley, Sydney, Troy, Tip City. Minster trailing Convoy Crestview midway third quarter, 20-14. That's the last score reported to us. 6-point lead for Convoy Crestview over Minster.
This is Brandewee kicking off.
Nick will boot it. He strides forward and smacks it on the ground. Lehman returns from the 31 right up the gut to the 41. First and 10 Cavaliers from their own 41-yard line. With 8:42 left to go here in the third quarter of this game, and the Redskins are up by a 28-0 shutout. Well, we've heard from the former Fort Loramie High School Director of Athletics, Damon Smith. Hey, thanks, Damon, for joining into our webcast tonight and letting us know that you are listening to us. Another great broadcast, gentlemen. He texts us. By the sound of things, he says he, Damon, will have the opportunity to be on site next weekend to root the Redskins on in person. Lehman out in front right now in convincing fashion, 28-0, 8.5 to go here in the third quarter. Tyler Solomon on first and 10 for Lehman from the Cavaliers 41. Dashes around right end and works his way out to the 48.5-yard line. He picked up over 7. It's second down and 3 for the Cavs. Two backs in the offensive backfield with the QB, Gilardi. Play action. He's back at the 40. Wants to throw. Can't do it. He's got to run. Right up the middle. Fort Loramie wraps him up from behind at the 46 of the Redskins. Not before Gilardi reel off a significant gain and a first down.
And that was C.J. Billing got him from behind.
C.J. has been all over the field here tonight. Outstanding defensive end for the Redskins. 7:50 left in the third. Snap back to Gilardi on his 48. He faked the ball to Solomon. Gilardi kept it. Outside right tackle. Cuts back beyond the linebackers. Look at him go. Shooting right down the middle of the field. Between the hash marks goes Elliot Gilardi. 35-30. Knocked down 25-yard line. Nathan Ratterman might have saved a touchdown. Elliot Gilardi was digging hard, Chuck. Good run.
Yeah, I like what they're calling now. These are just quarterback runs.
7:27 left in the third. 28-0 Fort Loramie. Gilardi features a couple receivers, one flank left, one flanked right. And Layman Catholic perhaps is not in the right formation, and the Cavaliers get a timeout. Just over seven to play here in the third. Redskins up at 28-0 count on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, we want to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's the place to go for roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, plus pizza. And on Saturday nights tonight, it's that pork chop special at Brookins, now owned by Carl Arnes. After 12 superb years turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst, now it's Carl's turn. And he puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. More about Brookins in a moment. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Deep drop by Gilardi. Throwing end zone, right sideline. A scrap for the ball in the air. Fort Loramie goes up. Layman goes up. It is no good, incomplete. 5 yards deep in the end zone. Ball intended for Bradley Haynes. Fine throw by Gilardi. Carson Moore was there to get a fist on the football. Second down and 10 for Layman Catholic from the Fort Loramie 25. 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Second down, 10 Layman. Here is Gilardi in the offensive backfield. Gives it on the play to Tyler Solman, and he wedges out about three, maybe four, to the 21-yard line. Up Convoy Crestview does not make a habit of kicking extra points. It went for two after scoring a touchdown to go up by 6, 20-0 over Minster. Made the two-point conversion to lead Minster 22-14 midway third quarter. Third down, closer to seven to go for Layman Catholic. Gilardi, quick slant through the hands of Bertini at the 13-yard line. Bertini was there, would have been a first down. He might have managed 4 or 5 more yards after the completion down to the 7 or 8. Fourth down for Layman Catholic. 7 to go for a first down. 6:31 to go, third quarter. 28-0 Redskins. And Michael Denning is coming on to try a field goal for Layman Catholic. This would be a 40-yarder.
I would be, if I was Loramie, I'd be playing it safe. I would not be rushing much.
You might be wary of something, huh?
I'm not sure what three does.
Line of scrimmage, the 22. Snap is back. Ball placed down. The kick is blocked. Slammed to the turf by Fort Loramie. Gobbled up by the Redskins at the 23 and run back to the 35 on the far hash. Excellent penetration by Fort Loramie up front. I'm not sure, Chuck. That might have been C.J. Billing, who got a mitt on the football. Anyway, the try for three for Layman fails, and Fort Loramie's got it at the Redskins' 36, already leading 28-0.
The offensive line for Layman has just been getting eaten up the entire night.
Sure has. Layman's offensive front has been overpowered by Fort Loramie's stellar defensive unit this evening. Redskins run it on 1st and 10, and that's a hard-earned 6 yards all the way to the 47. Max Hoing, he's a load. I tell you what, this entire bevy of runners for Fort Loramie, difficult to bring down. 2nd down and 4, Redskins at their own 42. Now, Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street has a rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers. No place like Brookins. Also a great place to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and that spacious second floor is open too. Stop in and see Carl Arns at Brookins. He's the new owner-manager. He's tweaked that late-night menu just a little bit. You'll like it. Brookins, the place to be for roasted chicken, specialty sandwiches, pizza, and tonight, Saturday evening, the pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Redskins with third and two, 44-yard line at Fort Loramie. And the ball carrier for the Redskins journeys up to the 50. He's got six and a first down. Might have been hoeing again to midfield.
Kept it. He kept it himself.
It was Colin Moore on the keeper. He did not deliver the ball to hoeing. And from the 50-yard stripe, Fort Loramie's got a first and 10 with 4:55 left in the third. Redskins on top, 28-0. Additional Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tell Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at M&A that you heard about his shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, offering customer service with a smile all the way back to 1922. Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. That's Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Redskins have a second and two now from the Lehman Catholic 42 after a rush from scrimmage for 8 yards. Here's Colin Moore right behind his center, Logan Siegel. And he squirts ahead to the 35 of Lehman. He's got seven more, another first down. Fort Loramie, Chuck, doing on the ground here in the third quarter what the Redskins did to Lehman most of that first half.
Yeah, they got 15 first downs for the game now.
Slow start, opening possession, first half, the first quarter for Fort Loramie. But the Redskins have been grinding it out ever since, and occasionally mixing in some very successful forward passes. This running play, though, is slowed down behind the line of scrimmage, and the ball carrier is subdued at the 37.
We haven't mentioned him much, but that was Edwards that got through that time, blew the play up.
Johnny Edwards dumped Max Hoeing, whose knee went to the ground at the 37-yard line. Negative two on that play, second down, and a little more than 12 to go for a first down for the Redskins with 3 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie in the lead, 28-0. Two receivers near side. Here's the fake toss to the right by Moore. The keep right up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's got a seam. Look at Colin go. He blasts to the 25, the 20, inside it, all the way to the 19. First and 10 for the Redskins. A quick hitter by Colin Moore. This Fort Loramie running attack is multifaceted. Each time you see the Redskins play, Chuck, you wonder who else is going to carry the football. So many of these young men do quite productively. Two receivers wide right. First down from the 19. Colin Moore pitching behind him in the flat to Carter Mesher. He's got it at the 23, breaks a tackle, and lurches to about the 18-yard line before he's met by Johnny Edwards of Lehman Catholic. A net on the play of a couple. Second down and 8, 2 minutes to go in the third. Fort Loramie driving for a score, which would enforce the continuous clock. Minute 48 to go in the third. Second down, 8 yards to go for Fort Loramie. 18-yard line of Lehman Catholic. Logan Siegel snaps it back to Colin Moore. Toss sweep to the left to Carter Mesher. He tries to get on the edge. He can't. Open field tackle by Lehman.
Drew Barhorse, I tell you, we've called his name a lot.
Superb play by Drew Barhorst of Lehman Catholic. And that forces Lehman, or I should say Fort Loramie, into a 3rd and 9. Play went for a -1. Ball marked for play just outside the 18 of the Cavaliers. Again, a late third quarter score from Wapakoneta. Minster trailing Convoy Crestview 22-14. Two receivers each way. Snap to Colin Moore. Looks, quick slant. It's for Kemper, too high at the 6.
I think that's the first time they've missed that route tonight.
It's been a good play all evening long for Fort Loramie. That time Colin just pitched it a little too high in the air. Kemper couldn't go up and latch on to it. And now Fort Loramie confronts a 4th and 9 from the Lehman Catholic 18. Final 50 seconds of the period. And I thought the Redskins might try a field goal here, but it's not going to happen. Three receivers wide right. Lone back next to Colin Moore, who drifts right in the pocket, wants to throw back to the left, and he overshoots a man down inside the 5-yard line. A little bit of a misdirection pass play. Colin Moore sprinted out to the right. His hot receiver may not have been back to the left, but Lehman had everything blanketed near side.
Well, that was, I think that was going to be a throwback, but Barhorst never bit on it. He was out there. The coverage was outstanding.
Exactly. And Lehman takes over with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Lehman 18, 28-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Elliot Gilardi, fine senior quarterback, runs this attack for the Cavaliers. He's got two receivers left. And it's a sweep to the right, no gain. Fort Loramie stays home and stuffs it. Nathan Ratterman, Noah Giozzi in there on the stop. 2nd down and 10 for the Cavaliers. Final 25 seconds of the third quarter. Fort Loramie on top by 4 scores. Gilardi running the show. He's got a couple of receivers to the wide side. Inside handoff. No, he fakes. And then Gilardi tries to scamper out of danger. There's one tackle missed, and then down he goes. Good hit behind the line of scrimmage by the Redskins. Blake Holdhouse got it done. Good tackle by Blake. It's a sack. Sizable loss. Third quarter comes to a close. It will be 3rd and 18 for Lehman from the Cavaliers 10 when we start the fourth. Fort Loramie 28, Lehman Catholic nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, along with Jody Sager here in the Alexander Stadium Perk Field broadcast booth, along with Luke Kronenberg and Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News, providing you with the best sports page coverage around. It is outstanding. Luke's photos are second to none. Bryant is just a top-right author of so many great sports stories. Trying to fill the shoes of Ken Barhorst, who for 40 years was just a marvelous sports editor.
And Jake Ratterman just picked him off, and it's Loramie football now on the 23-yard line.
Thanks, Chuck, for filling in the listeners about the progress of this game. Interception, Jake Ratterman.
It was outstanding. It was a tip play, and he dove and made a heck of an interception.
Jake led the team in tackles last week against New Miami, and here, as you described, Chuck, a big pick, and Fort Loramie takes over at the Lehman 28. Timeout called, 7 seconds into the fourth. Gives us an opportunity to tell you all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's owned by Jolene Renderly. She is a certified diamond grader, certified by the Gemological Institute of America. The Jewelry Barn offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning, inspection of worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn, providing great custom jewelry and jewelry repair at an affordable cost. High quality jewelry priced just right at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. So drop in, see Jolene, tell her you heard about the shop on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 937-526-5557. Redskins ball, running play, left tackle, good for 6 or 7, down to about the 15 or 16-yard line.
Well, Werman has gotten the bulk of the carries tonight, him and Moore, the quarterback.
Workhorse Werman tonight for Fort Loramie. Knee went down at the 17. We are a half minute into the fourth. Redskins lead at 28-0. Second down and 3 for Fort Loramie. Two receivers out to the right for Colin Moore. One man in the slot. Alongside the quarterback Colin Moore is Nate Brandewee, who gets the nod. He plows between right tackle and guard. He's got the first down. He chews up yards to the 13, the 12. I said, Brandewee, it was Werman again. We played a minute here in the fourth. It'll be 3rd and 1 for the Redskins at the 14 of Lehman Catholic. Fort Loramie Redskins are blessed with a cadre of outstanding backs. Werman, a senior, 210-pounder, 6-footer. Of course, Carter Mesher does a lot of the wide stuff. 6-footer, 170-pounder. And the Redskins try to leap over the pile, middle of the field, up over the back of Logan Siegel. The gain is good inside the 10 to the 9, and it is a goal-to-go situation for Fort Loramie with 10:28 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ball resting inside the 10. Werman in the offensive backfield along with Colin Moore. Moore gives it to Werman. Left guard meets resistance at the 7. Stays on his feet. Chews up yards to the 5. Goal to go from there. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. Again, a touchdown by Fort Loramie would extend the lead to 34-0 and would implement the continuous clock. Receiver far right for Colin Moore and company. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Hail that offensive line. It has been splendid tonight, as it is on this play. And banging is Werman to the 2, the 1. He's got the 6. Werman charges into the end zone for Fort Loramie, which now leads at 34-0. Under 10 to play in the fourth. Boy, that offensive line needs praise tonight for the Redskins. Ooh, it sure is, isn't it, Chuck? Phenomenal. And Logan Siegel at center, Blake Holdhouse, Colin Dietrich, the guard, C.J. Billing, the tight end, Grant Imwale and Griffin Meyer, the tackles, extra point try, Beltran Lafarga. Wow, you talk about letter perfect. And we've seen a few of his kicks snake inside the left or right upright in the past several weeks, but boy, in the past few weeks, he has been right on the money in the middle, just like that one. 9:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 35, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Pickwa High School. Fort Loramie out in front by a 5-touchdown margin. Kickoff, Fort Loramie's Brandewee bouncing down to the 35, 37. Lehman touches it, makes the recovery. Cavaliers have it right there. Continuous clock in play. 9:28 left in the fourth. Chuck, it stopped. I guess it doesn't continue to run after the kickoff is received?
I think once it's marked for play.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that technicality. Ball put down at the 37. Tell you what, it has been a marvelous season for head coach Dick Rolls, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Not picked to win the Northwest Central Conference. Not necessarily believed to be able to post much better than a 500 record this year, and certainly not forecasted to advance to the postseason and play Fort Loramie here in a regional semifinal. This is the 13th year for head coach Dick Roll, and you know what, Chuck? It's been his best coaching season of the 13, in our estimation, anyway.
Well, I mean, they've had 23, 24 young men to start the season, and they've had some attrition there with injuries, so, no, they've done an outstanding job.
Yeah, Magato and Bunker, two highly praised players. They both are, what would you call them, earth graders up front.
Yeah.
That's the term I'm searching for.
I don't know if it would have made a difference tonight, but they did miss them.
Yeah, Bunker and Magato, both of them 6'2", 6'2½, missing on the offensive and defensive lines. And Magato virtually the whole year. And Bunker missing 5 games now. Missed losses during the regular season and banged up his hand pretty bad. In the Riverside game, right near the end of that contest, broke it badly, unable to return. Magato and Bunker missed by the Cavaliers for sure. But despite the low numbers, despite significant injuries, Lehman Catholics had one heck of a season. And the Cavs just complete a very good pass play over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 48. Haynes on the catch. And then on 1st and 10 from the Fort Loramie 48, Gilardi runs to the right and heaves it out of bounds. It does not stop the clock. It continues to run. Fort Loramie's got a 35-point lead, 35-0. Now, Lehman Catholic will graduate a handful of seniors. And the next class or two of young men coming up pretty thin as well. Although down in the pipeline, a few to several grades away, Lehman should be very, very strong again in a few seasons. Here's a pitch out to the left, and it's dropped in the offensive backfield. Lehman scrambles and gets it. Bertini covers it up back at the 43. So it's going to be third down and about 18, 19 yards to go for a first down for Lehman with 6.5 to go in the fourth. And Fort Loramie on top, 35-0. And what a magnificent career for Lehman quarterback Elliot Gilardi, Chuck. Deep drop here by him. He's being chased, pursued to the wide side of the field, unleashes a forward pass out of bounds into the Lehman bench at the 40.
Yeah, this is not one he's going to go home and look fondly on, but it had nothing to do with him. If it wasn't for him, they would have absolutely no offense tonight.
Yeah, he's been in a pickle oftentimes in that offensive backfield because Fort Loramie's pass rush has been very persistent. Once the Redskins got up by a couple scores, as you noted, Chuck, early in the game, Fort Loramie, a defensive lineman, could get down in that a track meet stance and just take off.
Oh, they're in there. I mean, Loramie's offensive and defensive fronts have just absolutely dominated this game.
Indeed. 5:35 left in the fourth. Denning on to punt it for Layman Catholic, which faces a fourth and close to 20 for a first down. Kick by Denning is a high one. Well done. Hits at the 26 of Fort Loramie and takes a Layman Catholic bounce and trickles to the 14.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this Loramie looking for their third straight shutout?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yep, indeed. Yeah, Redskins close the regular season with the shutouts of, or I should say, yeah, one shutout in Week 10 in a game we covered. Tri-County North was the opponent. Then a blitzing of New Miami last week, 41-0 in Round 1 of the playoffs. So defense has played well all year, did not record a shutout until Week 10. Got it. 10th week of the campaign, then has turned in another one. So far here tonight, with just 5 minutes to go in the fourth, Fort Loramie possession at the Redskins' 12.5-yard line. And Fort Loramie may have made substantial changes here in the offensive unit. Redskins run it outside left tackle for a short advance up over the 15 to the 17. I'm not sure if that's still Colin Moore at quarterback or not.
I don't think so. And that was somebody who I don't have a number. It was 32, whoever that is, but I don't have a number for him.
Looks like a fresh set of red jerseys. That was Nate Meyer who toted the football last play for the Redskins. Nate's been an active playing sophomore this year. Six-footer, 180-pounder. Down to 4:16 to go in a briskly played fourth quarter. 35-0 Fort Loramie. And is that...
I think it's Ratterman.
Is it Ratterman at quarterback? Mesher's played some back there, too.
Yeah, I think it's number 12, right?
It's Nathan Ratterman. Damon Mesher's played some QB. 22. Running play, Fort Loramie. Left tackle, Damon Mesher surging 18, 19-yard line. Damon may be running the show. It's him or Nate Ratterman, 22 or 12. As we try to decipher the numerals.
I'm seeing a 12.
I'm seeing a 12. Jody's seeing a...
Jody's seeing double.
Jody sees 22, and I see 32. No, that's Nate Meyer, who's the running back. That's either 12, 22, or 32. Running play, Fort Loramie, right guard, spinning, churning, 25-yard line.
It is 22. No, it's 12.
We're still undecided.
Somebody just ran it.
Is it Ratterman or Mesher?
It's Mesher.
Damon Mesher is the QB now for Fort Loramie, and we saw him late in the season, Chuck. We were impressed.
Well, you know, the sad part of it, he's a freshman, and he's playing behind a very talented sophomore, so his time is going to be limited, you know, but it's nice to have that good of a backup. You never know what's going to happen to a quarterback during a season.
And at the same time, he's multi-talented.
Right, he plays around on other spots.
Exactly. Head coach Spencer Wells will get him on the field over the course of his career at other positions. That's Damon Mesher, about whom we're speaking. And he runs between a right guard and tackle on this play, right smack dab, middle of the field of the 30. Sets up a 3rd and 6 with 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie and Layman Catholic playing out the string. Everything from here on is academic. 35-0 our score. Redskins over the Cavaliers. Fort Loramie led 21-0 at the half. Fort Loramie running it. Good cutback move. Is that Mesher? Look at him zigzag. 40-yard line, 44, late flag against the Redskins. Clock continues to run, minute 46, minute 45. Fort Loramie will be backed up, although that foul against the Redskins occurred near the side of the tackle. So it won't hurt Fort Loramie nearly as much as a penalty from the line of scrimmage would.
Yeah, but after 6 penalties in the first half, that was their first penalty here. That was actually the first penalty of the entire second half And I think the guy could have just kept it in his pocket.
Well, that's a portion of the game at which head coach Spencer Wells said midseason Fort Loramie needed to improve on. Redskins certainly did it down the stretch of the regular campaign and here so far in the postseason. Although six in the first half, is that what you said? What
you said, six Chuck? In the first half.
Too many. That's three or four too many. Fort Loramie is getting a first down on the last running play to the 38. Nate Meyer chugged over right tackle to the 38-yard line, 44 seconds left. This play coming up will no doubt be the final play of this game. 35-0 Skins, and down to one knee goes Mesher back at the 33, and that will do it. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers Cinderella story here in 2018 comes to an end. Fine season for Lehman Catholic, which concludes at 8-4. Northwest Central Conference champs. A number of outstanding performers on the first and second NWCC teams at the end of the year, all conference team members, many of them from Lehman. A great campaign for head coach Dick Roll and his staff, 8-4 at Fort Loramie. Was hit hard by, or I should say Lehman Catholic, was hit hard by injuries. And the numbers just didn't total up. A little over 20 on the roster here at the close of the campaign. But Lehman Catholic closed out the season in great fashion, upsetting Lima Perry on the road, 21-14. Beat Riverside in a crucial game for fifth spot in the computer rankings. Beat Riverside 21-7 to close out the regular season. Then knocked off Ansonia in an upset on the road on a final field goal by Michael Denning, 29-28. But Fort Loramie is too much here tonight. And the Redskins defeat Lehman Catholic. It's a 35-0 thumping.
Well, if you take a look, 405 total yards for the Redskins, only 58 for Lehman for the game. 19 first downs to 7. 273 yards on the ground and 132 through the air for Loramie. They were just very balanced. Lehman got nothing. They got 47 yards on the ground and 11, ended up with 11 passing yards for 58 total.
Hey Chuck, we were so impressed with the Fort Loramie run game when we saw the Redskins play Covington at home week three. It was a dynamite rushing attack then. You know what? It's gotten maybe two or three times better ever since.
Well, I think one of the big things is you don't have to run Mesher every you know, all the time now. You got Brandewey, you got Werman, we didn't even see much, and I'm gonna lose here, but they're
Max Hoeing.
Hoeing,
yeah.
We didn't see much of him back there tonight at all. Mesher got probably the bulk of it, and then you throw Colin Moore in there, who was the best runner tonight.
Outstanding night from Drew Werman as well. This Fort Loramie running game is going to be feared here in the playoffs. Will the opponent next week for Fort Loramie be Minster or Convoy Crestview? Early fourth quarter is Convoy Crestview 28 and Minster 14. Just 6 minutes left in the fourth. And if Convoy Crestview hangs on to win, there's a good chance the game between Fort Loramie and Convoy Crestview will be up at Wapakoneta, maybe even Lima, who knows?
Well, if it's at Wapakoneta, yuck, and if it's at Lima, double yuck. So,
well, the Wapakoneta facility has certainly improved.
It's gotten better.
Yeah.
It's gotten
better.
The kids don't have about a four-mile walk from where they dress to the field anymore.
The important thing.
And you can almost see out the windows. Back in the day, you couldn't even see out the windows. They were so scratched up.
The key next Saturday is Old Man Winter. How soon is he going to arrive?
Yeah.
Will that game be precipitation-free? Might it be maybe in the 40s at kickoff time? Hopefully it is, and it's not in the 20s. I haven't looked at the extended forecast, but Fort Loramie will play Convoy Crestview or Minster. Right now it looks like Convoy Crestview, which has got a 2-touchdown lead over Minster with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll have coverage of that game for you next Saturday night. Kickoff at 7, webcast time at 6:30 next Saturday evening. Chuck, who did you say
will win our Clancy's Awards tonight.
Clancy. Well, let me take a look at this. I'm going to go with Colin Moore, Devin Warman, and Mason Kemper on the Fort Loramie side. On the other side, just because the poor kid ran for his life, Gilardi and Drew Barhorst was outstanding tonight. So Those are the two young men for Sidney Lehman.
Yep, those five and all are Clancy's Award winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sidney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sidney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sidney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Check in with Jeff Gebhardt at M&A. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. In addition, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Thank you very much. John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sidney. Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sidney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sidney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney, and the Sidney Daily News. And keeping us company all night long here in the press box on the east side of Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, Bryant Billing, Sidney Daily News. He is the crack sports writer for the Sidney Daily News. Thanks, Bryant, for all the coverage. Appreciate it very much. And Luke Grunenberg, oh my, what a photographer. He's superb, nothing better. His pictures are beautiful. Well done. Thanks so much to the Sidney Daily News. The best sports page coverage in the Upper Miami Valley. Jody Sager alongside, excellent spotting. Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our chief engineer is Ron Mooney. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua. Final score, Fort Loramie 35, Lehman Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.